Well, first of all, a good team performance, a solid performance. Very pleasing in terms of, you know, we created some opportunities. We looked solid without the ball. We talked about, you know, they like to keep possession. They like to move the ball around the pitch nice and quickly. But I thought our team shape when we didn't have the ball was very good. And we managed to nick the ball in good areas and catch them on the counter, you know, numerous times. And as I say, so I thought an all-round good, you know, good team performance more than anything.
Was it important to come up against a team like Nottingham Forest who have got many championship experience players in that side? Because you're... I guess your team can then assess yourselves a little bit better against them.
No, we always said it would be a good benchmark for where we're at as a team and as a club at the moment. And as I say, we're really pleased with the outcome. It didn't get us any league points, which is disappointing. But as I say, it just showed us, you know, give us a little taster of what we're going to come up against. And as I say, it was very pleasing. You know, they've got some good quality players, some good technical players. And they've got a lot of players there that's graced the Premier League, never mind the Championship. So it was good that we acquitted ourselves very well. And it was good to come away with a victory, as I say, albeit in a friendly. But, you know, the nice thing is we can take some confidence from that. We can be aware of what we did well and things we need to work on. So, you know, pleasing.
What about new players? How they settled into tonight's game? You started with five new boys in the first half. Give us your thoughts on a couple of those.
I thought everybody did well. There was nobody that didn't sort of gel with what we're trying to do. We've worked very, very hard integrating the guys. That was very important about getting the boys away last week and getting some time 24/7 and in each other's company. We purposely ruined people, you know, the new ones with the old ones, and you know, that's quality time that they can get to know each other and, you know, spend time together. And we've worked very, very hard on the training field as well, and we've done double sessions and we've done fitness sessions and football sessions, and that was massively important. And I think, you know, tonight showed, you know, the fruits of that labour, and it was pleasing, and it's something certainly to build on.
Those issues are vital, aren't they? People can look at what happens on the field, but it's especially when you're bringing in quite a few new players, 11 new faces at the football club so far. It's important, isn't it, that they all bed in together and all get on together?
Yeah, I think it was very important that we kept the nucleus of what we had last year. And, you know, they know how we work, they know how the manager works, they know how we want them to play. And, you know, if anybody's got any doubts, you know, the older lads have certainly pointed the guys in the direction of how we work. We work very, very hard as a unit. And I think the new boys have bought into that as well. You saw how hard they worked. The fitness levels were very, very good. And we need to give credit to Paul Warne for that. He's worked very, very hard with the guys over the last couple of weeks. And the levels were excellent. And the way we play, with the intensity that we play, that's vitally important. And I think we showed that we were going to the very end tonight.
Can we read anything into the starting 11 tonight?
No, nothing whatsoever. No, nothing whatsoever. I think the gaffer said to the boys, you know, don't read... He actually told the boys, don't read anything into it. We've looked at little partnerships over the last couple of games. We'll continue to look. The team will pick itself for the 9th of August on merit. And as I say, you know, it's up to the boys to stake a claim, put positive thoughts in the manager's mind. And I don't think that there's anybody today that didn't come out with some credit.
How's Richard Wood? He took a bit of a knock to the head in the first half.
He's a typical centre-half. He brushed it aside. He's had a couple of stitches in there. It certainly won't improve his looks, but I don't think Richard would be worried about that. He was always going to come off at half-time anyway. I think he could have gone back on and played the second half if needed. But as I say, it was always we were always going to bring Arneson and Broadfoot on anyway. So there was no worries with Richard, and he should be fine for the weekend, fingers crossed.
What about Matt Derbyshire? How's his injury coming on?
Yeah, he's back in full training. Pre-season's not a time to take risks and put people out for a month or so. It was gently with Matt, and he's back in full training, and he put in a very, very good session today and came through unscathed. So hopefully he'll be getting some game time at the weekend, which is a positive. Same goes for Fabian Brandy as well. He's back in full training. As I say, he had a little niggle in his thigh. You don't take chances. It's silly to take chances and put people out for the start of the season. So we've erred on the side of caution. And as I say, they should get some game time at the weekend.
Jonathan Greening as well was a player who came on, obviously on trial with the football club at the moment in time. What did you make to him, and what do you think the chances are of him possibly joining this football club?
It's early days yet. He spent some time with us in Scotland. He had a little bit of game time. We'll just wait and see. You know, it's early days yet. We'll assess what we've got, what we need. And Jonathan's aware of that. We'll sit down with the gaffer in the next couple of days, and we'll see where we go with Jonathan. He's a very experienced player. He knows the situation. And as I say, we'll take it from there.
What do you think you do still need then? Lots of people have been tweeting me, knowing I was at the game tonight, that I might be speaking to yourself or Steve, saying, new striker? Any new striker coming in?
There's a possibility. There's a few irons in the fire. I think it's well documented that that we're on the lookout. But as I say, that's certainly the gaffer's department and the chairman's department. But I know he's been working extremely hard on trying to make that happen. But as I say, these things can change in one phone call. And as I say, we're hopeful that we'll be able to do something. But we're certainly pleased with the guys we've got in the door already.
Do you feel if you don't get another striker in, or wherever else you're looking to strengthen before the start of the season, you're set now, you do have what you need?
We're not far away. We'd certainly, you can always improve. So we're always looking at games, we're always talking to managers and agents, etc. And we're always on the lookout. And if that opportunity arises to make us better, then we'll certainly try and do it. And I'm sure the chairman will give him his backing.
What about players in terms of attracting interest from other football clubs as well? We know that the likes of Kieran Aegaard and Ben Pringle as well, they're players that will attract other football clubs. Have there been any offers? Has anyone come in for any of them?
Not as far as I'm aware, which is good for us, which is good for the football club, good for the gaffer, good for the supporters. So yeah, we certainly want everybody that's with us now to be with us for the foreseeable future and the long term, and we certainly don't want to lose our best players. And we're delighted with what we've got in the door, and we've got a nucleus of a good squad at the moment. We're looking to add to it, but as I say, I don't anticipate hopefully losing anybody before the start of the season, fingers crossed.
And you wouldn't want, I guess, any more interest to come in from any clubs?
No, but they're always going to look at good players, and that's a compliment. That's a backhanded compliment that players are getting talked about, which just shows that we've got some good players already at this football club. Mm.
In terms of players you've been linked with, I might be asking the wrong person, but Massimo Luongo was one that was put out there from the Swindon end of things. Apparently the club put in a £600,000 bid. Can you tell us anything on that?
I certainly can't. That's certainly one for the gaffer. He's a good player. He is somebody we've watched. Whether that bid went in or not, I really don't know. I'll let the gaffer and the chairman concentrate on that side of it. I've got enough to do trying to get the guys right on the pitch. But as I say, we're trying to improve. We're looking at all aspects of the squad, anywhere we can improve and we can. The chairman's been fantastic with his backing so far. And as I say, we'll try and make it happen and bring a little bit more quality in if needed.
Finally, on the business side of things, Kieran Aegaard, any update on his contract situation? I know the club are hoping to maybe get him tied down to a new deal.
I think we'd love Kieran to stay. Obviously, that's between Kieran and the football club. We'd certainly love him to stay. He's full of enthusiasm, full of life. He's developing as a footballer. I think we can see that. He's flying at the moment. He's added a couple of goals in pre-season. He seems to be going from strength to strength. We'd love to keep him here, but obviously, that is the business side of things. So that'll be between the chairman and the chief exec and Kieran and his representatives.
Just over a fortnight to go now then. Getting excited, getting ready for it. There's still lots of running to be done by those players though, I guess.
Yeah, they've still not top up on the fitness levels, but as I say, they're very good at the moment. They've put in some real, real tough work, but there's not been any moans and groans. They know what they've had to do. The players had a programme through the summer. They've all kept to it, and it shows the level they came back into the football club after the summer were fantastic. So, we're just sharpening things up. We're getting ready, and I've been excited since Wembley, so I think all our supporters are excited. You just look at the fixture list and the teams we've got to play, and it's an exciting period for the football club and one we're really looking forward to.